Confession number 44. I have become a slave of God. Today we have a most interesting and important confession. In Romans 6:22, we have the spiritually natural result of being set free from sin through the miracle of salvation. We now have a new master. In Romans 6:22, Paul wrote, "But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end everlasting life." In confession number 45, we will talk about the fruit to holiness. Today, we must be clear on being His slaves. For many, this may be a deeply arresting thought. In scouring the many English translations of the Bible, most have this word as slaves, while a few have it as servants. Check out the translation you normally read for personal Bible study. What is the difference between a servant or a slave? The original word is the word doulos, and speaks of one who is owned by another. Think about it. A servant is one who works for another. If he does not like his master, if he does not like his job, he may quit and find another master or another job. However, a slave is one who is owned by another. Your initial reaction might be, then where is my freedom? If I'm a slave, where is my freedom? Then we quickly embrace the truth that we are more free now than we have ever been. We have become His slaves, the Lord's slaves, by being bought with the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. By being His slaves, we now have the freedom and the opportunity to be what we could never be before. Before, we were slaves to sin. We were in horrible bondage. However, since it was the only life we knew, it seemed that's all we could be. But now, having been set free from sin, now we can live the life God intended all along. Another important truth about our being slaves to God is this. We voluntarily became slaves of God. We submitted ourselves to Him, and we resubmit ourselves to Him on a regular basis, not because some outside force is making us, but because we know and we are learning that under His protection is now the safest place to be. It is the best place to be. Imagine being free, as Jesus talked about in John 8:32. Imagine being free slaves. Only in the Lord can those two words be so completely and perfectly placed together. Have a great day, and remember confession number 44, I have become a slave of God.